What's up? Welcome back to the Entrepreneur State of Mind. It has been more than a minute since I've last been on here. I normally like to come back to the podcast with a brand new season when I take a hiatus like that for a fresh start and all that jazz. But I noticed season two is only getting started with its whopping two episodes. But hey, this one makes episode three, so there's that. I thought it to be appropriate, since it's January and all, to talk about 2023 and what it holds for me, as well as what it holds for you. For starters, I think it's very important to pursue the opportunity for a fresh start and embrace the beauty of new beginnings. So I'm so happy that you're here, and let's talk business. You always see people using each new year as an opportunity to make goals and try new things. You see people starting diets or exercise plans, you know, building businesses, going out and getting all this cool stuff done, right? And sure, January 1st may technically be just one of the 365 days of the year, but it doesn't have to be. The new year in itself always has that refreshing vibe. It's able to get minds moving and inspire people to make goals. And that shift in the mindset of establishing goals makes a massive difference in our outlooks on what we're capable of, and we're capable of some pretty amazing things. And I don't know, it just seems a little silly to not take advantage of that refreshing vibe and that feeling, that inspiration, the ambition, the motivation that it gives us. Because why not utilize that, you know what I mean? So I saw this trend flying around on TikTok and Instagram called My 300 Things. Essentially, you write 300 things you want from 2023. These 300 things can range from anywhere between like material possessions or experiences or connections. So whatever it is that you want, you just write it down. So maybe that's like a new car, Mitsubishi, BMW, Tesla, Chevrolet, whatever you want, really. Whatever car you want, your dream car, just write it down. Be very specific. Maybe you want one of those trendy Stanley cups that people use for drinking water. Maybe you want a stay at an all-inclusive resort in Cancun or Thailand or the Bahamas or Tahiti. Maybe you want to meet new people. Maybe you want to get a new friend group with all these like supportive, amazing friends that are genuine and awesome and treat you well. Maybe you want to land a promotion at your job. Maybe you want to start a new business. Maybe you want to do some sort of excursion like going on a hot air balloon or ice skating. Maybe you want to try new food like try sushi or gelato. Maybe you want to have a totally new style or fashion aesthetic. Whatever it is, just write it down. And if you're indecisive, it does not matter. It doesn't matter if you're indecisive because you can pick 300 things. There's really no excuse as to why someone isn't capable of making this list. So if you're putting it off because you're indecisive, stop, because you have 300 things. You're not going to run out of room. You don't have to pick anything. If anything pops into your head, you're just going to write it down. And it probably only takes 45 minutes to an hour tops if you're worried about time efficiency. So really, I think this is just a win-win situation. And I think everybody listening to this needs to go write down 300 things that they want from 2023. But after finding this new exercise, naturally, I had to do it. So I whipped out my laptop and I opened the Notes app. I went down the page, numbering from 1 all the way down to 300, and 300's a lot more than it might sound, and I was a little intimidated about where or how to start, so I just started. I wrote down the first things that came to my head, the things that I initially was aiming for in 2023, the very first initial goals I wanted to accomplish, and things I wanted to earn this year. I started flying through those, and got to about the 2025 range. When I didn't know what to put next, and I still have to go all the way down to 300. So what else do I want? In my head, I was asking myself, what else do I want? Started turning into what are things that I'm capable of doing in 1 year. And I almost started limiting myself to what I thought was possible or realistic in that time frame. And when I caught on to that, I kept writing more and more ambitious. I put down some accomplishments that I wanted to make in my lifetime, but didn't really see possible to do this year. And that's when I realized that I am seriously the only one that set those limitations on myself in the first place. And like, what kind of scam is that? I mean, I put those in place. I set those standards on myself. Because literally, who says I can't accomplish this or that this year? who is saying that? Like, who makes those rules aside from myself? Because ultimately, that's up to me and me only. And literally, who says you can't accomplish this or that this year? Because ultimately, that's up to you and you only. You know, so it's crazy the subconscious mental blocks and limitations that we actually put on ourselves that we don't always realize until we work through them with exercises like this. So this had me absolutely blown away. By writing these 300 things, I was expanding my mindset. I was determining what I am capable of and have the ability to accomplish this year. I was destroying any subconscious mental blocks that were standing in my way. And there's a quote. We've all heard the quote. It goes, you're your own worst enemy, or you're the only thing that's standing in your way. And I've always known myself to be optimistic and positive and relatively confident. But I realized that I was allowing that quote to have a little bit of truth to it by letting my own self-blocks limit what I thought I was capable of. I was the only one determining what I thought was possible for myself. So after having to come up with 300 things I want, my expectations were totally expanded and realized that I have so much to look forward to, more than what I initially thought. So now my expectations are greater and greater than what I first initially was going to have myself complete this year. So I have more goals, I have more envisions, and I think I'm more capable to accomplish more than what I initially thought I was. But yeah, I have so much to look forward to. You have so much to look forward to. I highly, highly recommend trying this exercise out the next time you have an hour of downtime to reflect on some of your goals. It's pretty cool to feel the limits that you've set on yourself be entirely thrown out the window. So I want to see your 300 things list. Where do you see yourself a year from today? Let me know over on the podcast Instagram at entrepreneur.state.of.mind. Thank you for listening in on today's episode. Cheers to all of the amazing things that you're going to accomplish this year and the many things coming our way in 2023. Okay, bye.